The Czech economy is out of recession, suggests second quarter GDP data released on Tuesday. The figures were, however, much worse than feared, with output falling by 5.5% year on year, which is the sharpest drop since records began in 1993. According to the Statistical Office, Czech GDP was actually up by 0.1% on the first quarter's results, less than the preliminary estimate showing an increase of 0.3%. The Czech economy contracted markedly at the end of 2008 after a drop in Eurozone orders of cars and electronics in particular. Analysts predict that unemployment will continue to rise until the end of the year, but that the Czech economy could now be past the worst.
Meanwhile, the Czech interim government has agreed on a draft budget for 2010, which anticipates a record state deficit of 230 billion crowns, or 13.1 billion US dollars. Finance Minister Eduard Janota has previously warned that such a giant deficit would prove catastrophic for the Czech economy, and has drafted a set of proposals to cut the debt by up to 70 billion crowns, or 4 billion US dollars. Prime Minister Jan Fischer said that the package of cost-cutting measures would be debated by his cabinet next Wednesday. Mr. Janota wants to cut government expenditure and raise taxes in certain areas. In the run-up to general elections, Mr. Janota's proposals are being met with some trepidation by the main Czech political parties.
Analysts reacted to news of the draft budget's approval with warnings that the Czech Republic's credibility would be jeopardised if the budget deficit was not cut. Economists polled by the Czech news agency ČTK said that the Czech Republic's credit rating may well be slashed, leading the state to pay more interest on its debt if the deficit is not reduced from the 230 billion crowns currently predicted. Analysts said, however, that recovery elsewhere in Europe would help the Czech Republic in the coming year. Still, they stressed that failure to cut next year's deficit would probably result in the Czech crown experiencing a drop in value.
While plans for scrap incentive schemes are just being approved here in the Czech Republic, the initiative encouraging neighbouring Germans to scrap their old cars for new ones are over. And Czech car makers are feeling the pinch. This country's biggest exporter, Škoda Auto, has announced that it plans to downscale production of its Fabia model by a third, and if need be, lay off hundreds of casual workers. According to union chief Jaroslav Povšík, if the downscale in production is just for the short term, then employees can be moved to other operations. Should the lull last longer, he said, then thousands of casual workers and up to 500 full-time employees could lose their jobs next year. Škoda executive Holger Kincher has confirmed that the company may well need to lay off hundreds of agency employees.